Yes. Yes, I love you, coffee. And I love you too. Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. What do you do if you need more energy? Do you drink tea, like Rebecca, or coffee? Do you eat an apple? Do you go for a run? Well, all of these things can help give you some energy, right? The title of our lesson today is Have Some Caffeine. I love this idea because coffee has caffeine. Have some caffeine. That's like saying have some tea or have some coffee. Our lesson today is in the form of a conversation, an argument. And the main question is just how much caffeine is okay? Just how much caffeine is okay? Is it possible to have too much caffeine? I guess we're going to find out. Friends, let's begin. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, because it's always better than tea. Here we go.
Have some caffeine. Just how much caffeine is okay? Martin is studying in the living room and drinking an energy drink. Melody, his younger sister, walks in.
Hey, Martin, you're still up? It's nearly midnight.
I know, but I need to finish this paper. It's due tomorrow.
You should go to bed soon, or you'll be really tired tomorrow.
I'm actually not too tired. This drink makes me feel energetic.
That's because of the caffeine. Wait, is that the same energy drink that you were drinking a few hours ago?
Of course not. This is my seventh drink.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 caffeine 这个不可数名词。 caffeine 就是指咖啡因。例如 the doctor suggested that the patient reduce his daily caffeine intake. 医生建议这位病人要减少咖啡因的摄取。或者是 the caffeine content in coffee is higher than black tea. 咖啡所含的咖啡因比红茶要高。它的形容词是 caffeinated。 C-A-F-F-E-I-N-A-T-E-D 意思是含有咖啡因的例如 caffeinated drinks 就是指含咖啡因的饮料如果字首加上D-E decaffeinated 意思就是指低咖啡因的例如 decaffeinated coffee 就是指低咖啡因的咖啡接下来我们看的是 energetic 这个形容词 energetic 是指充满活力的或者是活力充沛的 注意它的重音是在GE这个音节 念成 energetic 例如 playing basketball is the best pastime for these energetic teenagers 打篮球是最适合这群精力充沛的青少年的休闲活动或者是 even though Patrick is over 60 he's still very energetic and active 虽然Patrick已经年过60 但是他还是非常活力充沛又很活跃
So Gabe, do you find that you drink a lot of caffeine?
Yeah, tell you Rebecca, sometimes I need more caffeine.
Are you okay?
Sometimes I just need to wake myself up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is with a nice hot cup of coffee.
Tea.
Coffee.
Ah, I knew you were thinking tea and coffee just came out. Well friends, our lesson is called Have Some Caffeine. But, do you ever think it's wrong to have too much caffeine, or what is too much caffeine?
I think it's wrong to have too much anything.
Okay.
I think it's wrong to have too many hamburgers. You shouldn't eat 10 hamburgers in a meal.
Oh gosh, no, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
Well, before we continue discussing how much caffeine you should or should not drink, let's talk about this phrase, have some. What exactly does it mean to this phrase, have some.
No, this is a great phrase to know. The reason Rebecca and I want to teach this phrase is because our lesson is kind of in the form of a conversation. And when you want to offer someone something, this is a phrase you could use. Have some something. So if they come into your home, you could say, have some tea or have some coffee.
Or maybe you're serving dinner. Mm-hmm. So you could say, have some chicken and rice. I made plenty.
Have some dessert.
Have some dessert. Have some ice cream. Why don't you take a few moments and use this phrase with your friends?
You know a related phrase?
What's that?
Is, may I offer you some something?
Ah.
Yeah, that's a good one to know as well. If you are the host, may I offer you some tea or some coffee or some dessert? Have some coffee? May I offer you some coffee? Go ahead, Rebecca.
And to this question, just how much caffeine is okay? We're going to find out. Well, Martin is studying in the living room and drinking an energy drink. Melody, his younger sister, walks in. All righty. I have an idea. Gabe, you be Martin and I will be Melody.
You sure? You sure you don't want to be the guy?
I'm quite positive.
Wait, aren't these the names of your brother and sister?
Oh, yes, I wrote Melody and Martin into the story. My brother and sister.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay, so then it's you first.
Yep, I start.
Okay.
Hey, Martin, you're still up.
Wait.
Yes, Gabe.
That's very nice. Very good job, Rebecca. Uh-huh. However, let's stop at that word up.
Up. What's up?
What's up? What's up, Rebecca?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Come on, slap me some, you know.
What's up?
What's up? No. That's not what we're trying to talk about here. Not what's up, but Melody said you're still up.
Hmm.
Actually, up is another word for awake in this case. So she could say you're still awake.
And of course, if you want to ask someone what time they're going to wake up, you could say, what time will you be up tomorrow morning? Or, I really hope I don't have to stay up late tonight.
Oh, that's right. So you could say, what are you doing up? Mm-hmm. Or you could say, what are you doing up this late? Or why are you up so early?
Mm-hmm.
So as you can see, really you could replace the word with awake, right? So you're still up, and then she says,
it's nearly midnight.
I know, but I need to finish this paper. It's due tomorrow.
You should go to bed soon. Or you'll be really tired tomorrow.
Okay, say this with me, friends. I'm actually not too tired. This drink makes me feel energetic.
That's because of the caffeine. Wait, is that the same energy drink that you were drinking a few hours ago?
I love Martin's answer here. He says, of course not. This is my seventh drink.
Seven drinks? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Seven energy drinks.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Gabe, as much as I want to continue this conversation, right now, it's time for us to learn something new with Pauline and Ken in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. When we're filling out a form, what's usually the first blank we need to fill in? That's right. First name, middle name, and last name. Together, the three names make up our full name.
Of the three, middle name is used the least in everyday conversation, except in this instance. Hey, Ken, you did great at that basketball game last night. For the entire game, your team was behind, but then, in the last minute, you pulled ahead and defeated the other team.
Well, comeback is my middle name.
I'll say. So, just now, Ken said comeback was his middle name. Actually, that's not his real middle name. But we use something is one's middle name to describe what a person is good at, or what characterizes a person. Ken did an amazing job last night on the basketball court, helping his team with a come-from-behind win.
For you, Pauline, Patience is your middle name. I find you to be a very patient person.
How did you know? Patience is my middle name. Okay, all joking aside, this is a good expression to learn. A pro wrestler might say to his opponent, pain is my middle name.
So he's good at causing pain, a good way to intimidate the enemy.
Also, have you ever thought why we say last name? Well, the reason we say last name is that in the West, last name is at the last place in a person's full name. However, in Asia, the terms surname or family name are used instead of last name, because in most Asian cultures, the family name comes first instead of last.
西方人的姓名是由 first name, middle name 以及 last name 所组成的。First name 是一个人的名字，像 Pauline, Ken, Gabe, Michelle, 这些都是 first name。Last name 就是一个人的姓。其实英文的姓有好几个讲法， surname, family name, last name 都可以表示姓氏。之所以叫做 last name 是因为西方人的姓都是放在 last 最后面。那在 first name 跟 last name 之间呢，有一个 middle name 中名。middle name 除了会用在一些正式文件上的全名之外，一般是不会用到的。但 middle name 有另外一个口语的意思，表示某人个性的特征或强项。一个非常有耐心的人可以说 ,patience is my middle name. 我的特点就是有耐心。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Okay, let's say you are in university and you need to spend all night to write a big paper. How much caffeine would you need? Would you drink any at all? Would you drink one cup of coffee? Two energy drinks? Three energy drinks? Four? Well, Martin from today's lesson is on his seventh energy drink. Yes, that's a lot. He needs all the energy he can to stay awake to write this paper. Is that good for him? Well, Melody doesn't think so. Let's see how this conversation continues.
Have some caffeine.
Seventh? Are you crazy? That's way too many.
No, it's not. These drinks give me energy, and they also help me to focus. If it weren't for them, I would have dozed off long ago.
It sounds like you're addicted to caffeine. More than 80% of Americans consume caffeine every day. Many people become too dependent.
It isn't like I drink caffeine all the time.
Well, I'm not keen on caffeine. Last time I had an energy drink, I got really dizzy.
That's too bad. I feel great. I am wide awake and can finish this paper.
OK, 继续我们看 addict 这个动词。addict 是指使上瘾或使沉溺。注意它的重音是在第二个音节，念成 addict。如果要说明对哪个事物上瘾的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Nick got addicted to heroin when he was in the mob. Nick 在混黑道的时候染上了海洛因的毒瘾。同样的拼法Addict 也可以当名词，意思是有瘾的人，只是它的重音要在第一个音节，念成 addict。例如 ，a drug addict 是指一个吸毒者。最后我们看 keen 这个形容词 ，keen 在这里是指渴望的或热衷的。如果要说明对什么事物很热衷的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，George is keen on rock climbing。George 对攀岩很热衷，或者是 Jerry isn't very keen on sports。Jerry 对运动不是很有兴趣。如果 keen on 后面加上人的话，就是指迷上了某人。例如 ，When Eddie was in high school, he was keen on the girl who lived next door. Eddie 高中时迷上了住在隔壁的女孩。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember, earlier Martin said that he had just finished or he was on his 7th energy drink. Melody responds by saying, 7th? Are you crazy? That's way too many.
No, it's not. These drinks give me energy and they also help me to focus.Do you ever drink anything to help you to focus, Rebecca?
Yes, actually. I drink tea. These are my favorite drinks, let me tell you.
Tea.
Juice.
And tea.
And water.
Oh, okay.
And tea.
Yeah.
So tea, juice, water, and tea.
Okay, tea's on there twice.
Indeed. That's,
okay, so that helps you to focus.
And you drink coffee, I know. Every morning when we film, you have to have your coffee.
Yeah, but you know what else helps me focus?
What?
Almonds.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's not a drink.
It's not, but you could make almond drink or almond milk.
Well, then maybe you should try drinking some almond milk.
That's true. So almonds can help you focus, apples, different fruits or nuts like that. Well, we continue with Martin's line, if it weren't for them, I would have dozed off long ago. Now, that's an interesting phrase. If it weren't for something, if it weren't for these energy drinks, Martin would have dozed off long ago.Now, you use this phrase, if it weren't for something, if you want to say that this thing helped in some way, or it changed the way that something would have been. So, can you give us another example with this phrase, Rebecca? If it weren't for something?
I got one right here. If it wasn't for the accident, I would have arrived on time.
Ah, good.
Unfortunately, there was an accident, so that is what made me late.
I like that you said if it wasn't for the accident, because I think more often people say wasn't.、
Mm-hmm.
Even though in our lesson it says weren't, if it weren't for, I think you could do either. If it weren't for something, if it wasn't for something.
Well,
so because of the accident.
I think it really depends on whether you're using singular or plural.、
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to use if it wasn'tWhen I'm using something singular,、
mm-hmm.
like an accident is just one, and then weren't for the drinks.
Right, because there's more than one.
So there's more than one.
Okay, I see. Well, speaking of accidents, sometimes、
yes.
when you're driving, you need a GPS. If it wasn't for the GPS, I'd still be lost. So, because I had a GPS, I'm not lost. If it wasn't for the GPS, I would still be lost.
Ooh, those GPSs...Definitely come in handy.、
Yeah.
Well, of course, if it wasn't or if it weren't for them, referring to the energy drinks, I would have dozed off long ago. Let's talk about that phrase, to doze off. If you doze off, that just means that you fall asleep. And it's never a good thing to doze off while you're driving. And it's not a good thing to doze off while you're trying to study for a test.
Yep.We have a friend who got into a car accident last year because he was dozing off. He was really busy at work and with his family. And so he dozed off and unfortunately was in an accident. So friends, do be careful. Make sure you stay awake. Even if you need to have some energy drinks, make sure you stay awake on the road. I heard that it's more dangerous to drive when you're really sleepy,than when you're drunk.
Interesting. Well,、mm-hmm. I know that I have driven before when I was really, really tired, around 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. It、mm-hmm. was very difficult. I thought for sure I was going to doze off. But thank goodness I didn't. Well, anyway, back to our lesson. Melody responds to Martin by saying, it sounds like you're addicted to caffeine. More than 80% of Americans consume caffeineEvery day, many people become too dependent.
Ah, but Martin says, it isn't like I drink caffeine all the time. He starts this sentence with, it isn't like. Now, that's another way of saying the situation isn't as extreme as something. So it's not as extreme as I'm becoming too dependent on caffeine. But Rebecca, how else can you use this phrase?
Well, let's say, for example,、mm-hmm. your friend is going to the movies or in the middle of the week,、
mm-hmm.
and you say, you shouldn't be going to the movies. It's a Monday night. What are you doing? And he responds by saying, it isn't like I go every Monday.
So you use this phrase in kind of a way to excuse your behavior. I think that's the way most people use this phrase. It isn't like that. It isn't like I drink caffeine all the time. Well, friends, we do have more to learn from the rest of their conversation, but I guess we're going to have to wait till next time. For now, it is twin
time.
Welcome back to Twin Time, everyone. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. Now it's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word.
And the words are keen, dependent, midnight, and energetic.
Now make sure you listen to the whole sentence carefully. Okay, let's begin. There's a great movie on TV at...
Great job, that's right. There's a great movie on TV at midnight. Midnight specifically means 12 o'clock at night. I'm usually sleeping around that time.
Me too. All right, here's the next sentence. Sandy is a vegetarian, so she is not on meat at all.
That's right. Sandy is a vegetarian, so she is not keen on meat at all. Right. Keen means you are interested or enthusiastic about something. Serena, what about you? Are you keen on meat?
Well, I try to stay away from red meat, but I am very keen on turkey, especially on Thanksgiving Day.
Turkey is delicious. Okay, let's move on to our last sentence. How can I make myself feel more fresh and in the morning?
Right. Good job, everyone. How can I make myself feel more fresh and energetic in the morning?
Well, to answer this question, if you want to be more energetic in the morning, you can try drinking caffeine. Also, don't skip breakfast. Food is energy.
Thanks for the advice, Christina. And thank you, friends, for joining us today. Our time is up, but we hope you can join us again on...
Twin Time.
So is Martin going to be able to convince Melody that seven energy drinks is okay?
Well, I guess we're just going to have to find out tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.